Israel's defense minister defended the government's decision to storm a Turkish aid ship trying to breach Israel's Gaza blockade, saying it was the right move despite the ensuing bloodshed. Ehud Barak testified today before an Israeli panel investigating the May 31st raid, in which Israeli commandos killed 9 pro-Palestinian Turkish activists. Barak said the Gaza-bound aid flotilla was a planned provocation. The defense minister told the panel the decision to stop the flotilla was made only after senior officials examined other options. He said the Israeli government anticipated violence when considering its response. Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the Israeli inquiry that the military action was justified. The Prime Minister also said Turkey rejected Israeli appeals to halt the flotilla. To get the Turkish perspective on the UN flotilla inquiry, we spoke with Evren Bun of the VOA Turkish service.
I think what happened on May 31st was a result of this boiling tension between Israel and Turkey since Israel's military operation on Gaza. And Turkish people and Turkish government couldn't get over that fact. Turkish people rightly feel that what is happening to people in Gaza is not right and the blockade should be removed. And about the UN team that will investigate the event, Turkish government and people are happy about it. They support it fully. And for Turks, Netanyahu's rejection of a possible interrogation of Israeli soldiers is indeed a sign that Israel was wrong in the first place and they don't want the whole world to find out about it. I personally think that both countries should cooperate with the UN. And again, both countries should resolve their disputes immediately and start working together again for the sake of the peace in the region.
Will the Turkish people be satisfied with the results of the UN inquiry?
Yes, I think they will be. I know both countries, both Israel and Turkey, have valid points of why they acted the way they act. And this was a requirement by the Turkish government to form an international panel to investigate the event. And I am I'm positive that whatever the result is going to be, the Turkish people will accept it and will be satisfied with the result.
Evren Bun of the VOA Turkish service speaking with us in our Washington studios.